News Talk 1620 WTAW, Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan School District. And unfortunately, another police incident near our Bryan ISD building had nothing to do with the school. Just happened That's to be right. sitting there at the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right.
Or maybe the wrong place at the right time.
Yeah, it was a series of incidents that occurred near Sam Houston Elementary this morning and just happened to end up in front of the school just about the time we were wrapping up students arriving, but I think most of the students had gotten to school by that time. There were still some in line, and it was a distraction, but we got them all in, all the kids inside, and school is normal.
That's good to hear. And in the meantime, good to hear lots of other things going on in the district.
We're extremely busy right now. Last week, the board in their regular meeting approved a couple of things that people might be interested in. Number one, that they approved next year's school calendar, and that is online. And if people are marking their calendars, school starts August 26th in 2013. And we've got a little bit extra long Christmas break for next year and some other holidays that we haven't had in the past. The school year does extend through the first week in June, but we know that if we've got any students who are going to have to go to summer school, we can make accommodations. All that's worked out, so we're excited about that. Another thing that the board approved was an upgrade to our ParentLink system. And, in addition to a lot of the features that this automatic call system has, part of this upgrade is going to be a mobile app. And so parents will be able to download this app for free on their smartphones and check everything from grades to attendance, discipline, just all kinds of things.
Also, speaking of technology, an e-book, I'll try to say that quick, Zach, e-book library kickoff for next Tuesday.
That's right. Next Tuesday at 9 a.m. at Jane Long Library, we're going to be kicking off a new e-book library that we have. We have partnered with the Follett Corporation, and we have about 400 fiction and nonfiction books for our students and staff that will be available at no charge to the reader, so they can be downloaded on any internet-connected device, and any time of the day, any of our students can download these books. So, you know, people like to think that maybe libraries are not as relevant anymore because people don't check out the books that they can hold anymore, but we're making sure that libraries are still relevant because e-books are available now.
And tell me again the grade levels for these books.
Well, it'll be all grade levels. All grade levels. We're kicking this off in a middle school library, but we'll have titles for every age available.
Very good. Speaking of Sandy Ferris, the Bryan School District have some Bryan Collegiate High School students going to Austin next week.
That's right. Next week is Early College High School Awareness Week. It actually starts the 25th. And as part of that, we have been invited as one of four early college high schools in the state to be recognized in the state capitol. So we will have some students from Bryan Collegiate who will be in front of the House and Senate chambers, and they will be able to speak just a little bit about their early college high school experience. So we're excited about that. We're glad that we were chosen.
Art show coming up on Saturday.
Yes, it is. March is Youth Art Month, and so we always end up the month with our annual district-wide art fest. And artwork from every grade level will be on display, and I say this every year. If you haven't seen this, go to Bryan High School Silver Campus, the cafeteria. Starts at 10 a.m., goes to 2 p.m., and you'll see some artwork that you won't believe that this was done by students. I'm just blown away every year at the quality of the artwork, and the instructors that we have do such a great job. There will also be some hands-on activities, some art activities, so families can come, little ones can be busy with making their own art, and parents can look at all the other art that's on display.
And then we'll do a review of the Houston Livestock Show.
Yes, last week we found out that we had a Bryan High School sophomore, who set a record with his turkey. And that turkey's name was Goat. I understand that his niece named that turkey. That was the reserve grand champion turkey for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. It sold for $110,000 last week. And that's $4,000 more than the previous record. I haven't said his name yet, have I? Tristan Sisson is the student who won that. And $15,000 of that will go into his scholarship fund. And the remaining money is distributed for other students. And not only was he successful there, we had 15 Rudder High School students who placed, showing heifers and steers. Many of them were first place showings. We had 5 students who caught calves in the calf scramble, and that's worth $1,250 each. They can purchase a calf and come back next year and show it. The Rudder FFA placed 2nd in the landscape contest, and then we had 3 Rudder welding students who won 1st place in each of their categories. So we did really well in the Houston Livestock Show.
And if you missed any of this, I'm sure most, if not all, the information's online.
If not yet, it will be by tomorrow. Yes.
BryanISD.org and also on the Bryan School District Facebook page.
That's right.
Very good. Always appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris of Bryan School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.